This 30-minute tape contains history and physical reports, just as you have learned to type them in Chapter 12. The style and variation will be dictated on the first few items. After that, use the style and style variation of your choice or as your instructor indicates. Always place the style name and variation, if any, on the top right edge of the page. You may make rough drafts of your work, as before, but try to make it look like the finished product. Turn in work that you feel is ready for signature by the dictator.
This is Dr. Bernice Sachs dictating a history and physical examination of Mr. Bertram Hampstead. That is B-E-R-T-R-U-M-H-A-M-S-T-E-A-D. He was referred by Percy Zatz. Please use the indented style and the current date for your transcription date. Present complaint. Patient is a 27-year-old white male referred by Dr. Zatz for evaluation before surgery because of his diabetes mellitus. Patient apparently was involved in a car accident last month and broke some of his nasal bones and septum. This is to be repaired tomorrow. The patient has a history of diabetes that has been fairly controlled. An evaluation was undertaken for this reason. His nose is slightly painful. He does have some headaches since his accident. Past medical history. Surgeries? None. Hospitalizations. Patient was found to have diabetes mellitus at age 8 and has had multiple hospitalizations since that time. He had one episode when he had a hypoglycemic coma because his glucose was too high. He has never been hospitalized because his glucose was too low. His last admission was approximately 4 years ago to University City Hospital for dental work. The patient has had irregular follow-up and is aware of some of the things he should do about his diabetes, but he has not conformed to them, nor has he checked his urine. He is not following a diabetic diet. He frequently skips meals. He drinks excessively, and when he drinks or skips meals, he sometimes will vary the amount of his regular insulin. He has no family history of diabetes mellitus. Medical. None additional. Medications. 45 units NPH and 10 units regular QAM. Allergies. No known allergies. Family history. Father died at age 44 from cancer, also had a heart problem. Mother died at age 61 from breast cancer, also had an ulcer. He has two sisters alive and well and one brother alive and well. His wife is 28, alive and well, and he has one child alive and well. Social history. The patient was born in South Carolina and has lived in Pinewood for the last 6 years. He is a high school graduate, was married in 1978. He is a new car salesman. Habits. He smokes one pack a day, drinks up to a six-pack a day, does not use drugs. Review of systems. He has had some decreased vision lately, which seems to fluctuate as his diabetes fluctuates. Otherwise, unremarkable. On physical examination, I found a 27-year-old, appearing his stated age in no acute distress. Blood pressure is 120 over 80. Pulse is 80 and regular. Respirations are 16. H-double-E-N-T. TMs are occluded. Conjunctiva are pink. Sclerae are non-ecteric. EOMs are full. Pupils are equal and reacted to light. Frundae show flat discs, no hemorrhages or exudates. Vessels are normal. No evidence of diabetic retinopathy. Oropharynx is benign. The neck is supple. Carotid upstroke is normal. No carotid bruise. Thyroid is in the midline. Back. No spinal or CVA tenderness. Chest. Lungs. Clear to P and A. Heart. No jugulovenous distension. S1 and S2 are normal. No murmur or gallop. Abdomen, no tenderness. No hepatosplenomegaly. Bowel sounds are normal. GU, normal male. No testicular masses or tenderness. Rectal, no masses or tenderness. Prostate is normal. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. Distal pulses are intact. CNS screening and neurologic exam is within normal limits. Impression and plan. Patient is to be admitted tomorrow for repair of his facial fracture. He will need to have his diabetes closely controlled while in the hospital. End of dictation. Thank you.